T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Right at the top here, we're going to welcome in national championship winning coach of the LSU track and field team, Dennis Shaver. Thanks for joining us, Coach Shaver. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
We're doing well. And first of all, congratulations bringing some more hardware back to the trophy case in Baton Rouge.
Yeah, it's pretty nice to bring something home. It's really nice when it's in gold color, I can tell you that for sure. We've had so many silvers over the years on the men's side that it's finally got the gold one, and it was a pretty awesome experience, to say the least.
Now, Coach Shaver, it's amazing that you deal with different individuals, male or female. Now, your first men's national championship to go with the women's outdoor title, you got back in 2008. I'm looking at LSU as a track and field program. Fifth NCAA men's outdoor title, and it's first since 2002. The Tigers' other championships, you got to go back to 1933, 1989, 1990. But that was, you talk about a dominant national championship. That was an ass-whooping in Oregon's backyard. I'm looking at you piled up 84 points to Oregon scoring 53 points. And we had you on before, and it had to be especially fulfilling considering the Oregon fan base. They know track and field. Like you said, Oregon fans just love track and field. I know they're Oregon fans too, but they really do appreciate great performances. No matter what team you're on, they just going back to Prefontaine, whatever. They just love track and field, but in their own backyard, LSU Tigers were well represented and put definitely a butt whooping.
Well, yeah, and it's great. I know this is a brand new $280 million track facility on the University of Oregon campus. And this was the first championship in this brand new stadium, and of course I know Oregon. Their fans are behind them. Coach Robert Johnson has done for years a great job here at the University of Oregon. So, to come in and dominate like we did, and to be honest with you, we knew that the chances were good that we could win, but it's Oregon,
right.
And the weather. I mean, we had really cold, rainy weather on the first day that the men ran, and we're always concerned as a sprint school how that's going to work, coming from Baton Rouge. But the guys handled it like true champs, and the collection of guys, they all contributed. We had some outstanding performances across all the different event areas, so it's just a great team win for us to be able to do that here in Eugene at this stadium. Yep. When they opened it up for this meet.
Now, Coach Shaver, I think you're too humble. That when I look at the best of the best, and I want to say congratulations that you were named National Coach of the Year by U.S. Track and Field Cross Country Coaches Association, but also it is called Track and Field, and you got to be proud of Todd Lane, who also recognized the jumps coach as the assistant coach of the year. Boy, that's Lanyap. You get coach of the year and you get Todd Lane to be assistant coach of the year. That's a grand slam. Come on.
Yeah, it is a grand slam. And I got to say this, my entire staff is just fantastic. And of course, Coach Lane does such a tremendous job with the jump crew. you know, and Benny Brazil and Tamara Arch helped me with the sprints and hurdles and the job that, that they do. And then you add to that, a lot of people probably know who Boo Schechtschneider is and the contributions he makes for us in the strength and conditioning part of it. You know, he's just totally awesome also. So Greg Watson, our throws coach, you know, got in there with the hammer guys. So you're, like you said, we scored in across all fronts here. And that's what it takes nowadays to win. It was just a great total team effort.
Coach Shaver, I know you don't like to toot your own horn, but if you're in the market for someone to toot it for you, I think Bobby can send his rates over to you.
Yes.
And follow you around and tout your accomplishments if you like.
Well, oh, man, I'm sure that he would do a better job of it than I would.
Well, I know greatness, and I know great achievements. And, boy, now, listen, you can have great athletes, and the bottom line is you can lead a horse to water, but will they drink? I mean, so to speak.
Yeah.
I look at Javon Harrison, named the men's field athlete of the year. Terrence Lair was the nation's top track athlete. I look at Harrison. To me, this caught my attention, who claimed, we all know, the long jump, high jump titles at the NCAA meet. Won the award for the second consecutive time. Not one time. That's hard to do. But a second consecutive time. And then we all know about Laird because we all like relays. We like sprints. He was able to be the anchor on that 4x100-meter relay team. He won the 100. Now, I was so much surprised, I thought the 200 might be his better event when he finished second. But to me, that's unbelievable. All I know is that great athletes like that make great coaches, right? Like Harrison and Laird. Is that right, Coach, or what?
Yeah, no question about it. I mean, you know, they make us all look good. You know, I didn't score a point at this meet. You know, I mean, they're the ones that did it. And you know, you mentioned Javon. You know, let's talk about Javon. You know, he 2 years ago in Austin, Texas, NCAAs, he wins the high jump and he wins the long jump, first athlete to ever do that double and win them both. Then we go to the NCAA indoor this year. He wins the high jump. He wins the long jump. He won them both. And then you come here, you know, expectations go up when you do those performances.
Yep.
And with expectation comes pressure. But at the end of the day, he's just really a great competitor, and he's got a lot of confidence. And the coaches do a great job, Coach Todd and Coach Boo and everybody that's involved in strength and conditioning, as well as, you know, all of that stuff's so important if you're going to be successful. And then you go to Terrence Laird, you know, he's just the opposite kind of. He's just a little guy. Not all that powerful, but his top-end speed, guys, as you see like on the 4x1 relay and in the 100, his top-end speed is world-class. And you know, we're lucky we came here. We kept everybody healthy throughout the entire season, and we came to this meet. After indoors, we got second. The guys made a commitment then that we were going to come to Oregon. Oregon won indoors. We were going to come to Oregon. We were going to beat them at their own track.
Right.
And the guys just they just did everything they had to do for the entire year to make that possible. So I'm really proud of him, to say the least.
Coach, I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you about a guy that Bobby's a big fan of, that you know pretty well as well, Mondo Duplantis, and what you think of the trajectory of his career as he moves towards the Olympics.
And the Olympics right around the corner. I mean, come on. I mean, he's like...
Yeah, I mean, I'll be honest. I mean, Mondo, just think about it for a second. Mondo could have been on this team. You know, but he went pro early, obviously, and it was in his best interest. But just think if we'd had Mondo, too, the world record holder jumping here. Hey, listen, he's the favorite going into the Olympic Games. But, you know, there's a lot of things got to go right for you in all of these events for you to win the gold medal at the Olympic Games. It's such a competitive environment. So, you know, we're really proud of him. We're really proud of the guys here on the team and the post-collegians that are here to represent. We're in Eugene now to represent us in the Olympic trials. They do such a first-class job of representing the state of Louisiana, LSU, and our track and field program. That's very important to me, and I know it is to them because they hear me say it all the time. You know, it's not just about you. It's about who you're representing.
Right.
And they take great pride in that, and we're real happy for that. But, yeah, Mondo, he's pretty good.
Now, Coach Shaver, I'm a historian, and I love history and what comes about in sport, whether you're talking about the Olympics. No matter what, I just like competition worldwide, whatever it might take. But that win by 31 points over host Oregon Ducks, that margin of victory was the largest since Arkansas won by 38 points. You got to go back to 1994. So you're talking about over, what is that, a quarter of a century, or over two decades and a half right there. And then I'm looking at you finished the meet with 84 points and six total titles, the second most in the meet's 99-year history. This caught my attention. That spread, 84 points, six total titles, second most in the meet's 99-year history, only behind Ohio State's seven back in 1936. Well, I'm thinking, 1936. Damn, that's when Hitler was in power and the damn Nazis and the Berlin Olympics and Jesse Owens. Am I right or what? Come on.
You're right. You got it. You got it. That's exactly the way it went. And these guys, like I said, you know, this is what people need to understand. You know, we go to the SEC meet and we're like third, you know, and then we come here and we win. Arkansas wins at the SEC meet. They come here and they're 28. So, you know, that's the difference between the conference meet, SEC meet, and the national championship meet, you know. And it's all about quality here. It's not just about quantity at the SEC. It's about quality. So, at the end of the day, it was just an awesome – the guys just got it done. I can't praise them enough because it was across the board. Everybody we brought to this meet contributed in a big way. And that's what it takes to win these championships. And to win by that many points and have that many guys win the events, there's 21 events. We won six of them. That just says it in itself. That's 60 points right off the bat.
You know, I'm going to read a text to you, Coach Shaver, and a two-part question. Hey, Bobby, ask Coach what his thoughts are about Matt Bowling from Georgia, UGA. That dude is fast. I would say, yes, he is fast. He's amongst the best. But how does this help? That's the first part of the question. I want you to comment on Matt Bowling. But then also, come on. Once the momentum's flowing, I mean, that has to help with recruiting, right? Who doesn't want to be an LSU Tiger under Coach Shaver going forward to have success? I'm not talking about just even the United States, but from an international perspective.
Sure, and let's talk about Matt first. You know, first of all, we'd love to have had Matt. He's from Houston, and we really wanted him. But at the time, we didn't have any scholarship money because we had it all tied up with the people that are on our team. Matthew's a tremendous sprinter, and he's a great guy. I don't know, most people, if you watch the meet, you probably saw all those guys hugging at the end of the 100 meters. There's so much respect amongst the sprinters, you know, and so forth. It's just it's really special, especially with the SEC guys. So that goes without saying. And then the second part of your question was what, real quick?
The second part is now that you've won
to recruit.
Not only national but international, I want to be an LSU Tiger because of Coach Shaver.
I think there's some truth to that. We're going to find out, you know. I mean, you know, we've got a great tradition here, and I think that's the thing that we've been feeding off of for – so long is our tradition. I think we've fallen a little bit behind when it comes to the kind of facilities that we need. So we're hoping anyway that we can get some things done there so that we can, you know, better treat our student athletes during the experience that they have here. But at the end of the day, you got no complaints from me. Love the guys we got. Recruiting is going well. I think the biggest thing for us is some of these guys that have another full year, I'm pretty sure going to have an opportunity to go professional on us. And so, you know, that's going to be a real challenge for us from the standpoint of trying to get people at this late stage here for next year when these guys possibly, you know, I expect Terrence Laird to be a professional. I expect Javon Harrison to be a professional. And there's an outside chance of two other guys being pros. So, and all of them have another year with this. So we got challenges ahead, but we're prepared to meet those challenges. And you're right. It certainly doesn't hurt because, nationally and internationally, people pay attention to what it is that's happening at LSU.
Now, Coach Shaver, explain to me and I guess the general population that, look, I've always been a track and field fan, that why it's more embraced in Europe or international than in the States. I'm talking about as a pro. I'm not talking about because I think in Eugene We understand the NCAA in representing in the Olympics and all. But if you're going to be a pro, you can't stay in the United States. You got to go to Europe. You have to be willing to move. It's almost like international soccer, which they call football, not American football. So why is that? I mean, it just seems you got to be in Europe if you want to be a pro in track and field.
Yeah, and I think what happens is most of them stay living here in the United States. They just spend a lot of the summertime competing in Europe. In Europe, they don't have American football. They don't have American basketball like they do here. So, you know, there's just a real keen interest. It's the number two sport in Europe, in all of those countries, behind
soccer,
what they call football, which is soccer to us. So, you know, I think that's the reason. And the other reason is because they pay big money. You know, you can go over there and you can run and all eight places are going to get paid when they have an opportunity to run. But, you know, it's very limited. You know, there's not as many meets in Europe now as there used to be a couple decades ago. You know, so it's become, you know, the real cream of the crop are the ones that are making all the money. Those guys that aren't in the top, you know, 10 or so in the world in their event, they're the ones that are still struggling. So, Mondo's doing great. You know, he's number one ranked in the world, you know. So, but that number 12th ranked guy in the 400s still struggling because he can't get into meets. So it's a changing world, you know.
Coach, if you want a suggestion, I would say when you bring the boosters in to talk about the facilities, just make sure you got that national championship trophy and the coach of the year trophy right there on the desk, and then just kind of peek up from behind him and say, "What do you say, folks?"
Yeah, well, that's kind of the plan, you know. It's kind of the plan. I mean, I know this, that, you know, we're really proud of what we do have, but certainly it's something that we got to look at. You got to keep up with the Texas A&M, got to keep up with the University of Arkansas. They've got brand new facilities, which are really awesome. And, of course, here at Oregon, it's just over the top, you know. So, but we're going to do what we can.
Now, you know, Coach Shaver, boy, it's amazing even going into the national championship. If I can recall, I want to say the women's program competing against maybe A&M or USC and what's going to come about. We end up coming out six. It's still, you know, top 10 program, then the men came out number one, and then you're dealing with that. Was it just bad luck? What happened with the women's program?
Well,
because, you know, you get spoiled. You want your cake and eat it, too, considering that we had a chance maybe to have a double whammy, one and one in the men and the women's.
Yeah, that's it. And you got to have a little bit of luck. Quite honestly, we had two injuries that had a significant impact upon us here. Simone Mason, who was 100-200 score for us, we thought. Well, she was projected as a big score. She also ran the 4x1 and the 4x4. So when she got hurt, that really had a huge impact on the women's scoring totals.
Right.
And then Tania Marshall, who is the number one ranked hurdler right now in the United States, she ended up on the 4x100 when we ran it. She had a slight strain in her hamstring, and so we were unable to line her up in the final. So you look at that, and I want to kudos to particularly Southern Cal. I thought they had a great meet. But at the end of the day, we just didn't have enough bullets to fire. We had some great performances from the people that were healthy, but you just got to come in here and you got to be healthy. You know, same thing could have happened to the men. It just didn't.
Right.
You know, they all stayed healthy, and we got through it. So I think that's the thing that you got to understand is that, you know, we have very limited scholarships in our sports. So, you know, it's one of those things where everybody's got to be healthy. So we're looking forward to next year. We've got most of those women back. So we're looking forward to next year and keeping them healthy and getting them through the meet.
Now, Coach Shaver, I know we've kept you too long getting ready to go to the break, but right quick, I mean, I would like to sit with you and watch the Olympics. I mean, it just seems like that you're an expert and you can observe stuff that I don't even know what I'm talking about, but I would like to be and pick your brain. So how do you watch the Olympics coming up, considering I'm not talking about Winter Olympics. I'm talking about Summer Olympics.
Yeah.
How do you view that as a coach and just looking at the top athletes in the world?
Well, I'm in Tokyo. I'll be at the warm-up track. you know,
hello,
been to every Olympics,
hello.
been to the last four Olympics. So
hello.
All of our athletes that qualify will be there coaching them just like we do here. So I'll be in Tokyo probably the week before the Olympics track and field starts, and we'll be there for the duration of the Olympic Games, and then we'll come home.
That's awesome.
Coach, so you got to buy a ticket.
Coach of the year in track and field, and the men from LSU taking home the national championship. Happy to have you on, Coach, and we'll get you back here soon if we can, if your schedule allows it, because obviously you're gonna be jet setting here in the next couple of months. But Dennis Shaver, thanks so much for the time.
All right, thanks, Coach Shaver.
Yeah, appreciate you guys. Bye bye.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.